talking with Bill Moss from Fox Television, and Bill, it's interesting to look at the people that surround the quarterback. One thing that Len Dawson talks about all the time, you can blame the quarterback, but when a Tom Brady has, let's say, a two-foot interval to fit into rather than a two-yard, as he does this year with a secondary group of receivers, if you will, he's the only guy who's accurate enough to make it still work. But then you look at Jake Plummer, where the drop-off is more significant. He does not have a really threatening tight end, for instance, as a target for a mobile quarterback on third down. Tight end's a very important addition. So it's not all Jake Plummer's fault, is it?
No, and I think that's the thing that you know, people get caught up in. You know, I was listening to the Monday night game last night, and it's all, you know, all about quarterbacks. Make the change. Well, he's not doing good. He didn't do good this series. Make the change. We're so caught up in make the change now. But no, everyone wants to change because the quarterback isn't the offense. I mean, you know, that's not the offense. Sure, you need a good one back there. But a good one can't be a good one without the other 11, 10 players around him. I mean, it's that simple. Without the offensive line that can protect, without the running back and the running game, without the tight end and the wide receivers running their routes, quarterback's only just one part of the puzzle. And when you have one struggling, he wasn't named the quarterback, the starting quarterback for your team, because nobody believed in him. He showed something to make him the starting quarterback. Well, when the other parts fall down around him, and then you have to look and say, okay, we do have problems blocking. We do have problems running the football. Do we have a guy in there that can, you know, extend the play for us with his mobility? And that's what they got with in Romo. I'm not sure what they got yet with Cutler.
Talking with Bill Moss. Bill, you've known Brett Favre for some time, and everyone unanimously agrees that during his prime, he achieved things that few, if any, quarterbacks could ever achieve. But today, again, he does not have the talent around him. As you saw him, speaking of Romo, being able to throw without his feet planted, the Brett Favre we have today is a guy that without his feet planted is not throwing the ball as accurately. A couple interceptions yesterday as one more example. What would you do in that situation? Is he still the answer there, or if you were general manager, would you have said, hey, it's better to move on and give him a chance to finish with some pride?
Well, you know, last year I thought that's what should have occurred. But, of course, Aaron Rodgers was hurt, the first-round draft choice from 2 years ago. He came in the game at the end of the game 2 weeks ago and is out for the season. So, you know, where do you go? Do you go to your third-string quarterback and tell Brett Favre, hey, nice run, thanks, because you're not actually moving forward? I think you finish up the year, and then you start looking towards the future. You know, the old saying, you can't steal second with your foot on first. You know, their foot is still on first base. If they want to move forward, they have to move forward as an organization. And it's time for Brett, I believe, you know, to say, hey, thanks, it's been unbelievable, and move forward. And help the organization out to move forward.